I'm from Cadia. I've been expendable since my first breath. Negative. Cadia taught me everything I need. You're not from Cadia. You've not seen the other kind. For Cadia. Cadia fell. No one thought it could. What chance had the rest got?
Has there been no attempt to reclaim Cadia?
Not that I know. Then again, Lord Castle and Krieg don't exactly consult me.
Fear not. There is a worthy cause for you here on Atoma.
So they say. Don't see it myself. I just kill what I'm told.
Ah, the blood! The cries of dying heretics! Is it not a balm for the soul?
Do you mind? Some of us are fighting for a survival over here.
And some of us are fighting for the beneficent Emperor!
Yeah, him too. At least if any commissar's asking.
Make no mistake, we are blessed to be called to this war.
War's war! It don't make any account of blessings or curses. You fight, you die. That's it.
You should embrace the Emperor as he embraces you. Find comfort and purpose.
I do not embrace anyone. We live alone, we die alone.
Oh, beneficent Emperor, grant us the strength to overcome!
Oi! Cut out the praying and keep your eyes open. I ain't dragging you back.
I should hope not, most undignified.
Hark at him! Reckoning there's any dignity left in all this.
The next time I harry the foe eye to eye, I would appreciate a little support.
Right you are. You're doing the best you can. And I'm sure the Emperor's dead proud. And your old man, wherever she is now.
That is not what I meant.
Picky, picky, picky. No pleasing some people.
You know, I almost think of you as family.
Really? Cool.
Adopted family, obviously. A charitable case, rescued from the gutter. But family, nonetheless.
Gutter's nice. Always lots of nice, warm filth to sleep on.
As a boy, at the Sanctum Judicium, I slept on straw.
Don't like straw. Itches. Prefer filth.
Negative. Cadia taught me everything I need. You're not from Cadia. You've not seen the other kind. Cadia did its duty. And still does. Cadia fell. No one thought it could. What chance had the rest got?
I have often wondered what became of Cadia in its final hours.
It stood until it could stand no more. The world broke before the guard did.
The Emperor stood with you to the end.
Not like the rest of the Imperium. He abandoned us.
Ah, is there anything to stir the blood like a righteous pilgrimage?
I would suggest that prayer, fine art, and better company are more fulfilling pursuits.
Two sides of the same coin. Is not the slaying of heretics in such company a prayerful art?
You and I do not, perhaps... You and I do not, perhaps, live in quite the same worlds.
With every heretic slain, I feel the God Emperor's purpose grow within me.
Don't know what you mean, but that funny look in your eyes is getting worse.
This is the rapturous rictus of a righteous man!
If you say so, I say it's a funny look! I'm from Cadia! I've been expendable since my first breath! Negative. Cadia taught me everything I need. You're not from Cadia. You've not seen the other kind. For Cadia! Cadia fell! No one thought it could. What chance had Arrest got?
When were you last on Cadia, Templar?
That's my business, not yours. It's enough that I carry it with me in my heart.
So long as you leave room for the God Emperor.
That's your business, not mine.
I confess, I feel better about this business knowing a son of Cadia stands with me.
Do not elevate your hopes. Everyone falls. Sooner or later, everything falls.
True enough. What matters is the account we give ourselves before the inevitable arrives.
Yeah. Count your victories in blood and your losses in memory.
Discipline and steel are nothing without fate and fortune, Roughneck. You can't run from duty, Roughneck. I concur, Zealot. We must remember the importance of our work. Their dereliction of duty is a shame that will be punished. That's the spirit. Atoma will rise again.
I sense in you a kindred soul, dedicated to the God Emperor's works.
It is true that even a freak can serve, if trusted to do so.
I did not speak of trust, but I am content that we walk the same path.
Contentment and fulfillment are one and the same to us both, I suspect.
This world shall be but my first pilgrimage of redemption.
Lucky old Atoma, that's what I say.
Indeed, for mine is to be a legend fit to shake the stars.
That's what I thought. More oblivious to sarcasm than a servo skull.
Serve well, and trust to the beneficent Emperor! He will be our salvation!
Your kind always say that.
Because it is always true!
True for some, maybe. The rest of us, well, we're just acceptable losses, aren't we?
To think that we serve so vital a thread in the beneficent Emperor's tapestry of order! It is most humbling.
You! Humble! Now I've seen everything.
You mistake my passion for arrogance. You are not the first.
Nah, I mistake your arrogance for arrogance. But I never said I didn't like it.
You may be a brutish oaf, Slab, but you do holy work.
Don't care! Just wanna hit things.
And you do it very well.
Crawler.
Would that all of Grendel's rejects fought with our dedication.
They are doubtless saying the same about us. The fanatics anyway.
And what do you mean by that?
Let me answer it thus. When did you last consider that you might not be the holiest man in the room?
What a ridiculous question! It seems to me that we are spiritual descendants of Confessor Malefax, striving to hold back an apostate tide.
And what, pray, happened to the good Confessor?
Why, he drowned.
In glory?
In the ocean.
Splendid! I feel so very uplifted.
When we next engage, be sparing with your shots. I have the urge to chastise these heretics, eye to eye.
You and your eye to eye fixation. Sooner or later, something big and ugly is gonna wallop you flat.
The beneficent Emperor is my shield.
And distance is mine. Happy to share it if you change your mind.
Onwards! The heretics will never defeat us!
Oh, so you're last proof now, are you?
I speak not of individuals, but the glorious body of faithful souls mustered to Atoma's defense.
Fine comfort that is.
Keep moving! Let's make Morrow proud! Stick with me, and we'll get through this. All right, You go high, I'll go low. Always pays to stay on the Emperor's good side.
We make for a good team, you and I.
Of course we do. Any team I'm on is a good team.
You would, however, do well to remember the virtue of humility.
What for? Don't exactly make you bulletproof, does it?
You fight well, freak. The beneficent Emperor's spirit clearly moves within you.
No wonder I feel so bloated.
Kindly, do not make light of such things.
Kindly refrain from offering up such disturbing images.
Huh? What's going on? Deliver us what? What? Where is he? Saint Messy, who's it? Dead? Who, me?
Do not be ashamed of your dull-wittedness, slab. The beneficent Emperor made you thus for a purpose.
You being funny?
Not at all. I merely wish you to be at ease with yourself.
Don't need your pity.
Do you ever pray to the beneficent Emperor, slab?
Nah, can't find the words.
Then in this, I shall aid you once the mission is done.
Okay.
Will this mission never end? I tire of all this traipsing around. My incomparable mind tires of this drudgery. This is not how I saw the day proceeding.
Be of good cheer, freak. We have heretics to slay and little in the way of sanctimonious oversight.
Spoken like a true psychotic.
You say that, but I do not see you holding back.
I never said I wasn't psychotic, but you, my friend, leave me in the dust. It's unsettling.
It may yet be that this world must be cleansed by purging flame.
Yes, 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 I knew that was coming.
What was coming?
I'm bored now. Burn it all. The first resort of the fanatic.
I think you meant last resort.
I know what I meant.
No matter how many heretics we slay, there are always more.
That's how it goes, right enough. Still, it's okay once you find a rhythm.
I was not complaining. Chastisement grants me purpose.
Then I reckon this is going to be a very purposeful day. Lucky you.
Behold the fruits of heresy, deformity, delusion, and damnation!
Oh, that's snappy. Spend all morning thinking that up, did ya?
No.
That's me convinced. Besides, not counting damnation, seems to me we've plenty of that in our ranks too.
That is entirely different.
Somehow I knew you were gonna say that.
Is this not the life, slab? Nothing fires the blood like unremitting slaughter!
You all right? Your eyes have gone funny.
'Tis the light of righteousness, nothing more.
Yeah, not sure that's true.
It cannot be long now. Victory is at hand!
Absolutely. For someone, anyway.
I did not quite catch that.
Really? Never mind, I'm sure your corpse emperor did.
I have known many freaks. You, I think, are different to most.
I am something of an outlier, it is true. I have spent some considerable time in your company and yet remain unmurdered.
I slay only those the emperor commands.
So we both kill at the whims of the voices in our heads? Splendid! I finally feel like we have something in common.
Will you fight beside me in the next ambush?
My do. Why?
Because I need your help.
Ah, weakling. Sure, I'll bail you out.
Negative. Cadia taught me everything I need. You're not from Cadia. You've not seen the other kind. Cadia held the eyes shut for a millennia. Now it's gone. Chaos is everywhere. Cadia burns, trying to hold the eye of terror shut. We will have vengeance for that. Should have died with Cadia.
I mourn for Cadia, but the Emperor will never forget its sacrifice.
It ain't Cadia I'm worried about. It's you lot. Too soft. Too weak.
Perhaps, but even the weak grow strong when need is upon them.
So you say. Believe it when I see it.
Discipline and steel are nothing without fate and fortune, Roughneck. You can't run from duty, Roughneck. I concur, Zealot. We must remember the importance of our work. Their dereliction of duty is a shame that will be punished. That's the spirit. Atoma will rise again.
Though no freak is to be entirely trusted, at least you seek to serve the God Emperor willingly.
I have always done so. What other life can offer such purpose?
Well said. If not for your base nature, your words would almost be inspiring.
High praise indeed. I think you are mellowing.
Emperor's throne. I have missed being in the field. Seeing the enemy dead is enough for me. Is now really the time, priest? The mind's willing, priest. But a body don't give a damn right now.
Be mindful, Templar, that your obsessions do not tempt you into blasphemous ways.
And how would they do that exactly?
It is said that many arch-heretics started out as righteous folk, but were captured by the sin of pride or of love for the deed over the purpose.
I would know better. I'm a soldier.
Stay alert! We're not out of this yet. Keep your fragging eyes open. Watch the shadows. There could be anything out there. Don't give the heretics a fragging inch.
Fear not, Templar. I shall stand by you.
Hey, couldn't arrange to stand a little bit in front of me, could ya? Block a couple of shots. Their shots, that is, not mine.
Where was the streak of perfectionism in our last firefight?
Keeping her head down, that's where. Like a normal person.
It's tempting, but I don't reckon we'd get far. Why don't you go first while I do something more important? How long have you got? This ain't the guard. You can't have me up on a charge. I'm being a fantastic team player. You lot are the problem.
You are a most unruly companion, Templar.
Don't think you can turn me head with pretty words.
Yes, unruly and vexing.
Thanks. One tries one's best, one does. Nice to be appreciated.
Should I fall in battle, remember me well.
Remember you? I've still got your bleeding battle cry echoing round my brain.
Unswerving faith resonates with others. It is a phenomenon well recorded.
Is that right? Then again, could just be that you're dead loud, couldn't it?
Remember, the heretics are many and we few. But our trials will one day be rewarded.
I prefer to live in the here and now. Tomorrow may not come for so many of us.
Indeed. But is death too not a reward? If earned striving against the God Emperor's foes.
This conversation has become somewhat disheartening.
Barrel exploded too close!
Slab, you are shouting. I fear the explosion may have deafened you.
Sorry, cannot hear. Think I might be deaf. No, wait. Had shrapnel in ear. That's better.
After weighty consideration, I have concluded it is rashness to judge psychers merely for possessing a base nature.
Why, thank you, I'm sure.
Deeds should matter more, and by your deeds I shall judge you.
I'm sure they'll have a simply splendid time.
My incomparable mind tires of this drudgery. Run here, kill that, praise the Emperor. How tiring. Pointing out that the Emperor himself is a psyker would be a fruitless exercise, wouldn't it? Thought so. None of this will change our fate. We are but cogs in an uncaring machine. I intend to live a long, sinful life, assuming I make it through this war.
Comport yourself with dignity, freak! We represent something far greater than ourselves!
I'll comport myself how I like. Besides, you might have chosen to be here. I didn't!
Perhaps the beneficent Emperor moves us in mysterious ways.
I'd be more than content if he stopped moving me around, thank you very much.
Those who live a life in fear have more reason to rebel. Perhaps we are not the cure, but the cause. The treatment of psychers is a particular travesty. Granted, they can become gateways to hell, but that's beside the point. The most persecuted race in the Imperium is also the most vital to its survival. The irony! Shadows hide many things. Closed minds hide more.
I still do not trust you, freak.
Yes, I know. You tell me every few hours. Where's the variety? That's what I want to know.
Your prattle is a shield against your fears. Do not think I do not see it.
How insightful! I am overcome!
Slab, I haven't forgotten you stole my seat on the Storm Raptor.
Not yours, mine! Saw it first! Servo Skull told me I could have it!
Charlatan! The Servo Skull cannot speak!
Speaks to me, says I'm handsome. You're jealous.
Better class of shouty in auxilia. Stands for a better human, yes? Grow muscles, stay warm, is good advice. There is wisdom in the dead. You should listen. Keep clear head. You will fight better. Ogryn's trust, Emperor, always.
Forgive me, Slab, but you seem very intelligent for one of your kind.
Oh, and you are very perpendicular.
Oh, I take it back.
No take backs. I am smart, you are what I said. And both of us friends, yes?
Do I have a choice?
No.
Heretics are near. I am certain of it.
Ah, well, I guess I'll give you a perfect score for situational awareness, but a somewhat lower one for cause and effect.
Meaning?
Oh, the bloody heretics are always nearby, you scalded grinks. Emperor, give me strength.
Beneficent Emperor! That last heretic nearly took my head!
Keep trying! Maybe they'll get you next time!
Must you treat everything as a joke?
Look, if it's a choice between laughing loud and screaming my lungs out from shattered sanity, I'm choosing former every time!
Walk with me into the fray, Templar! Let us vanquish these heretics together!
Not sure I could keep up with you.
Then try, for the righteous tarry not when their blood boils with hate!
I didn't understand a word of that, but you seem happy enough. Guess that'll do.
You have only one life. Offer it to the God Emperor, and it shall not be wasted.
And not unfamiliar sentiment, but no one chooses to live a wasted life.
Not so. How else would you explain the existence of heretics?
I suspect they are born of many complicated ethical, economic, and hubristic factors. Not that it matters. Damned is damned.
Alas, that I find myself surrounded by such petty, tiny souls.
Oi! I heard that!
What is that whining sound?
I heard that and all!
There it is again! I should have Kral check my ears for mites.